Pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the many things you've given us this day, the Sunday school hour, and now the worship hour, and now the opportunity to get into your word once again. Help us as we do this to understand it. Help us to draw close to you, build our faith and trust in you and in your word, and encourage us to go out and take the opportunities to give it to others as well. So many people out there that truly need to hear your word right now. Thank you, oh, so much for allowing us to be a part of your work. So we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Life is short. Don't waste it. James chapter 4, verse 14, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We've got to understand what little time we really truly have. It's just going to be gone so quickly. Those of us that got a few years in and we look back are and we can definitely tell you, it went by quick. You get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and like, who's that old person looking back at me? You know, you get to feeling like it sometimes too, that it is an old person looking back at you. It goes by so quickly. I mean, here it is, the year's almost gone, and it seemed like it just started. It's just amazing. And we got to know that this entire life is just, as he says there, a vapor. Here and gone. It gives us an opportunity to be in this realm, in this life, an opportunity to be able to serve Him, to display our love for Him to others around. After all, like I've said many times, that's why He leaves us here after He saves us, is gives us a chance to be able to do something, to build rewards, and to have blessings. Rewards that we'll be able to roll over into the millennial period and utilize during that time, and then take all that and roll it over into the eternal state. A lot ahead of us. Even the 1,000 years that we have to look forward to as born-again Christians on this restored planet is going to fly by really quick. And we got to take every opportunity of every day that comes our way to proclaim Him as our Lord and Savior in the way that we live, in what we say, in what we do, even in what we think. Because we belong to Him. He bought us. When He died on that cross, took on all the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, that was the payment, propitiation, as it says, for all of us. He bought the entire world back from Satan to be His. They can accept that and become truly one of the family of God, or deny that and stay as one of the children of wrath of Satan. Bought already, paid the price, but yet they got to accept it and realize it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 here, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This body belongs to God. He spoke all of us into existence. He bought us back out of sin to be His. And then He indwells us with the Holy Ghost when we accept that free gift of salvation and acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior. And then we become the temple of God. Do you display to the world Jesus Christ in your temple? Or do you display something else? We can see a lot of bad examples of people out there in the world that clearly are not displaying anything righteous. What they do to their bodies is shameful. What they do to their bodies is sickening sometimes. Some of the bizarre stuff, I mean, you can't even imagine some of the stuff that's been going on, what people have been doing to themselves, and body implants and mutations and mutilations and trying to change their genders and tattooing themselves up like some misbehaving little child, coloring on the wall, they're coloring on their body, which is not theirs. These macho guys, or so-called macho guys, that display all these tattoos on their face and on their neck and all these different signs and symbols of their tribes or their gangs, like, oh, look, I'm tough. I got this, and I got a skull right here. Oh, yeah. We look like a stupid little child. And that's what they're displaying, their immaturity. They might act like they're tough, but they're just little children, misbehaving little children. Because they are tearing up something that doesn't belong to them. Even the ungodly out there that are doing to themselves what they're doing, their body still belongs to God. Because he bought it all back. By the finished work of Jesus Christ, he bought it all back. So they're going to be held accountable as well for what they've done to themselves, whether they come to Jesus Christ or not. And those that are truly born again Christians that have come to Jesus Christ and then turn around and tear themselves up and display that to others out there, they're going to be held at a higher level of accountability. Because they're supposed to be presenting Jesus Christ to the world. What are they presenting to the world? Some freak of nature? Or are they presenting holiness, righteousness, cleanliness? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, when we look at it so often, because everything that we do in this existence after the moment that we have become born-again Christians is going to be looked at. It's going to be studied. It's going to be analyzed. It's going to be tried by fire, as it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. Your work, that's your life. What have you done? All of your existence is going to be looked at, revealed. Nothing going to be hidden. Can't do it and hide it, get away with it. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Isn't that awesome? That he not only offers us everlasting life, but he gives us bonuses as well. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. That's some words of encouragement as well. When we look at some of the people's lives, or maybe even our own, where we have messed up, when we've done stuff that has been selfish or childish or plumb stupid, we might wind up harming our stack of rewards, diminishing our stack of blessings, but we're still saved. If you truly become a born-again Christian, that's sealed. That's great. That's awesome. But don't just settle for barely making it through with the bare minimum because you got everything else burned up because you messed up your entire life because you were selfish or childish. Don't do that. Do something that's going to really impress others with, that they look at you and admire that. It's like, wow, you're different. You're standing out different. What is different about you? And you can tell them because you're indwelt with the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be a part of the worldly mess out there and associate with them and look just like them or behave just like them because you're different, because you're indwelt with the Holy Ghost. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. What's that loss? The loss of the rewards and blessings that you would have enjoyed in this lifetime as well as in the future. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Once again, referring to that. How when we become born-again Christians, the Holy Ghost comes into us. Therefore, he is dwelling in us. We've got to present that temple as something righteous and holy to the world. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. That's a pretty harsh statement there. If you mess the temple up enough to aggravate God to the point he's going to destroy it, you don't appreciate it, it'll be taken away from you. Simple as that. Just like if you got a kid, you give them something nice, they just mess it up, or they're in the process of messing it up, you get taken away from them because they don't appreciate it. You give them fine clothes, and the next thing you know, they're out there rolling around in the dirt with the dog. You know, they just messed it up. They didn't appreciate what you give them. You give them some really nice food or something nice to drink, and they just poured it on the floor or making a pile on the table and then writing their name in it or doing something crazy with the food, they don't appreciate it. But we still love them. We still care for them. They're still our family. We'll still give them blessings. But wouldn't it be better if they really appreciated it and showed their appreciation by taking care of and cherishing what was given to them? Like the various meals people prepare and eat. You go out to a restaurant and you see, especially at a buffet, people will go and they'll just pile their plate on, a big plate, and they go back to their chair and they sit down. Way too many people will take a bite of this, oh, I don't like that. Take a bite, oh, I don't like that. And they throw away half of what they got. And that's shameful to just waste things like that. That was a blessing given to them by God, and they don't recognize that. Like they told us in the military, take what you want, but eat what you take. When you go up to the mess hall there, you get your meal. Let me tell you, you can eat as much as you want, but make sure you eat what you take. And that's what we need to acknowledge when the Lord gives us a blessing. He is going to bless us every single day. And then what are we going to do with those blessings? Are we going to use them to the fullest? Are we going to just taste a little bit here and there and then just waste the rest of it? Shameful action, shameful behavior by way too many people. Just as we have an awesome example of this given to us in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, picking it up in verse 11. The teachings of Jesus Christ concerning someone who wasted their substance. In Luke chapter 15, in verse 11 reads, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living." His substance, that was his inheritance. Didn't appreciate what he had been given. Just went and wasted it, squandered it away. "And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country." In other words, he became a bond servant. "And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him." Wound up eating pig food because he had wasted what he had been given. "And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger." Came to himself. Came to the realization that he had wasted what he had been given and wanted to turn back to the father. "I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." Note, he come humbly to the Lord and basically repented, turned away from his riotous living, his wastefulness, squander, and came and asked for mercy. "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry." Rejoicing that he'd come back into the family. Rejoicing, which is what the angels in heaven do when one comes to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They rejoice in that. This could apply to Christians that have become backsliders. This could apply to the general people that are lost, that have not yet known Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It could apply both ways. But the key is to come to their senses and to realize that they have wasted their substance, they have wasted their life, and come and repent, and turn to the Lord, humbly come in and ask Him for mercy. And what happens? He'll give them blessings. He'll give them love. He'll give them an adoption into the family. Way more than we deserve, that's for sure. This young man had wasted everything, but he come back. He come to his senses. And we need to know that we have that opportunity as well to come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And He'll give us that forgiveness. It isn't that you can become born again and again and again. Nope. But you can mess up. You can stumble. And you can become unfruitful. You become even disobedient. But don't stay that way. Repent. Turn away from that. Turn back to the Lord. The devil will try to beat you up with it and keep you down. You say, oh, you ain't worth it. You're not really a born-again Christian because you wouldn't do what you do. You wouldn't have done what you did if you were truly indwelt with the Holy Ghost, because He would have stopped you. The devil will tell you all kinds of stuff to keep you from repenting and turning away from it and getting things right. But don't listen to the devil. And many times, don't listen to yourself, because you beat yourself up with things that you've done in the past. Whether you haven't received the Lord at all, or whether you're a backslidden Christian, that still applies to both. Don't stay backslidden. Don't stay lost. Turn to the Lord. There's still time. But know that there might not be much more time. Because as it said there, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Our life is so short. So take advantage of every moment that we have and love the Lord with all your existence. Like He tells us in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. That's the key thing. When we truly put God number one, not ourselves and our own selfishness and our own pleasures like the world would have us do. No. Turn to the Lord completely and totally. Don't be like those that we see over in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, pick it up here in verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now here He's talking about the last days. But it was still applying all the way back there, because the Lord gave us that example of the son that, what they call the prodigal son, that wasted his substance. But the closer we get to the last days, the more that you will see on display people of selfishness, and these that He listed here, lovers of their own selves. That selfishness, all about me, 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 that is a very common attitude in the world and promoted by the world. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. That unthankfulness is displayed every time somebody mutilates their body in whatever way it may be. There is without natural affection. That one sure applies with all this bizarreness about the transgender and the homosexuals and the lesbians and all that. That natural affection is gone. There's without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's one of the key things. These unrighteous bunch out there hate the righteous. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. A key point there. They're looking for that high. They're looking for the next fix. They're looking for the next pleasure in the world instead of serving the Lord. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. They try to come up with things that make themselves feel like they are righteous, doing a righteous work or doing a worthy cause, because they know they're doing something wrong, but because they know that they have to do something to make them cells feel like it's worthy to even be alive. But it's all selfishness. It's all to self-glorification instead of glorifying God. They need to glorify God in what they're doing. Take God out of the middle of it, and it's worthless. Over in Romans, in chapter 1, place we go to quite often because it applies so well. Simple instructions. And it's reasonable. It is, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. He's already bought us, therefore let's give ourselves to Him completely and totally. Yield to Him like a hunk of clay, I've said so many times. Let Him mold us in whatever He would have us to be. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. What would they have you do? To be all tattooed up, pierced, and change your gender and be a freak. Today, they're actually proud to be called queer. I remember growing up back in the 50s and the 60s when you called somebody queer, it was an insult. Oh, you're queer. Like, oh, no. Now, they're proud. I'm queer. Lesbian or bisexual or transgender. That's the crazy one now. They think they can actually change themselves from male to female or female to male. Impossible. Their genetics are their genetics. The DNA is the DNA. You cannot change that. No matter how much medication you take, no matter how many hormones you take, no matter how many mutations or mutilating surgeries they perform or implants they put on them, they might be able to make what appears to be a different gender, a counterfeit, but they're still either male or female, period. But that's the craziness that's out there. That's the world that's out there right now. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're going to be transformed into something righteous, unrighteous to something righteous. That's a transformation that can occur by the power of Jesus Christ, by the indwelling Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And going back to those self-abuses, going back to those tattoos and piercings and all the other weirdness they do to themselves, it's childish, it's immaturity. They have not matured mentally, psychologically. When they take somebody who has performed these mutations to themselves, become a transgender or whatever form of mutation, and then put them in a place of power or authority in the military or in the government, it's crazy. It used to be, a few decades back, that they acknowledged, even the World Health Organization, acknowledged that a individual who felt like they were not of their gender, the transgender attitude, was considered a mental health issue, acknowledged, documented by the World Health Organization. But they don't do that anymore. You look it up now, well, it's normal behavior. They're born that way. Leave them alone. Well, we're all born a bunch of filthy sinners. I don't mean we need to stay that way. They have, through genetic studies, been able to determine that there are a number of people that have become very, very vicious, brutal killers, homicidal maniacs, basically. And they do a genetic study, and they find that there is what they call a killer gene in some people, a particular gene that is more prevalent in some people than other people. So they're saying, okay, they were affected by this gene, therefore let's give them a pass. Just because they're a homicidal maniac and killed a bunch of people, they can't help it. They're born that way. And that's what it's becoming. Craziness. When they take science and manipulate it around to be able to give somebody a pass for being either a homicidal maniac or being transgender-oriented or whatever sinful behavior-oriented, they say, well, they can't help it. They're born that way. Yes, you can help it. by yielding to the will of Jesus Christ, by yielding to the indwelling spirit of the Holy Ghost, can direct you out of that, can heal you from that, can wash those emotions, those feelings, those thoughts away from you. Because when we truly love the Lord with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind, He indwells us with the Holy Ghost, gives us a new mind, then we can overcome those temptations. We can overcome those challenges. We cannot, not of our own power and ability, overcome many of the things that these people are dealing with. Don't demonize them. Don't hate them that are out there in the world that are doing such things, or others that you may know that were once displaying a Christian life that have now backslidden. Don't hate them for it. Pray for them. Pray for them that they yield to the will of the Father. Pray for them that they come to the realization of the error of their ways so they can get things taken care of, get washed in the blood, get those things taken away from them. Because of their own power, their own might, they cannot overcome many of those things that are out there. But they got to be willing to yield to the will of the Father. That's the difference. Don't think that you can just by yourself decide to clean yourself all up by your own power, your own might. Many people have done that, but it turns out that they had to do it over and over and over again. They go get these rehab centers and so forth and get all cleaned up. And next thing you know, you hear about them right back into the same mess. They tried to clean themselves up. We got to let the Lord clean us up. Yield to Him doing the work. Then it gets done. Because we of ourselves are too weak. We cannot resist all those temptations that are out there without the influence of the Holy Ghost on us. We would be all like he described earlier there, all selfish, and seeking self-pleasure rather than seeking God. But when we come to the realization that if we merely humble ourselves like the prodigal son, come to the Lord and ask for mercy, He indwells us with the Holy Ghost. Then He gives us the power and the might to be able to overcome the temptations to be like the world, to overcome the temptations to be childish in the negative ways. Come to Him as a child humbly, asking for forgiveness. Yield yourself to Him as that kind of a child. But don't be a disobedient child in the negative childish actions where you want to do everything for yourself and by yourself and waste things. So let's all grow up. Let's all listen to the Lord. And let's all humble ourselves and come to Him, ask for forgiveness and guidance and power to overcome those temptations to be like the world. And let's live the example in front of the others out there so they can see that, hey, you're different. You don't have all this weirdness going on in your life. You're not displaying the world. What is different about you? Then you can go to them and tell them, because I'm indwelt with the Holy Ghost. Tell them all about it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your work, as each and every one of us that have trusted you as our Lord and Savior need to become the ambassadors of Christ, out there representing you in everything that we say, everything that we do, and everything that we display to the world. Thank you so much as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.